You gonna read with us tonight? We're gonna read some out of the book of Exodus. I believe it is. Very familiar scripture that we're gonna read in your hearing. Second chapter. The book of Exodus. Appreciate each and every one's able to come, be in the service tonight. We appreciate you being here. Trust and pray that you just mind the Lord. Do that He bids you to do. Not anything that we have that's new, but we just trust and pray we'll be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that with the Lord's laid on our hearts tonight. So we said very familiar scripture, and you'll know it very well if you begin to look at it. Starting with the first verse, says, "There went out a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. When she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. His sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. When she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrews' children.' Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?' And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Go.' And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, 'Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages.' And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, 'Because I drew him out of the water.' And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. And he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, 2 men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, 'Wherefore smitest thou thy fellow?' And he said, 'Who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian?' And Moses feared and said, 'Surely this thing is known.' Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters. They came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, "How is it that you are come so soon today?" They said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock." He said unto his daughters, "And where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. And she bare him a son and called his name Gershom. For he said, "I have been a stranger in a strange land." And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, second chapter of the book of Genesis. I already said it's very familiar scripture, and I know that tonight. I know that you heard the story, no doubt many, many be the time. But this is a scripture that we felt like reading tonight, and I've got just a little thought. And with Lord help us, we'll try our best to leave you that the Lord has given us. There's some things in here, a lot of things, just to be honest with you. But I'd like to talk tonight just a little bit, God help us, about seeing more. Seeing more. You know, you can see some things. You really can. It's good if you ain't never been. It's good to go around. You can ride up here to Fort Mountain, and it is amazing how far you can see. It's amazing how much you can see. You can go to Rock City and you can get on them things, and they say you can see 7 states. I don't know where you can or not. I've looked through them. I don't know where I saw 7 states or not, but you can see a long ways. You can see more. Most of the time when you get on the mountain. Now, I'll say this, we all at one time or another needs to be on the mountain. We need all, every one of us need to have a mountaintop experience. Elijah had one. Did he not? Children of Israel had more than one. But I want to talk about seeing more. There's some things that Moses didn't actually know he had that he saw. Bible says here that he went out the first day and there's an Egyptian striving with an Hebrew. Is that not what he saw? The scripture says, my friend, that he slew the Egyptians and hid him in the sand, thinking that he had everything covered. Number one thing, my friend, you ain't never got everything covered. There's something. If nothing else, there's a little bird that'll come and tell what's going on. You may think it's very strange sometimes when people get to talking about things that they have no clue what's going on in your life, but they talk to you just like they knowed everything that was going on. Second day, Moses went out, and the Bible said that he saw a Hebrew striving with another Hebrew. And he chastened him. Got on to him. But brethren, Moses saw some things in that of the Hebrew that was embedded in his life. He might have been raised for most of his younger life by an Egyptian, but brethren, they could not get rid of the Hebrew that was in him. Seeing more. Bible says here, and you go on down in that, and I think that on Moses' journey, I really think tonight, and I'm going to say this, brethren, if you're a child of God, you shall see more, you shall do more when you do it by what? By faith. That's what Crafton said tonight, by faith. You think about it, and I don't know about you, but brethren, it's by His mercies and by His compassion that I have made it as far as I've made it. And you too, if you just be honest about it. Seeing more. Moses goes on into his journey. You can back up into that of even Abraham. Brethren, I believe with all my heart, it might have looked like a pretty good land to Lot, but brethren, Abram saw more than Lot did. Yes, he did. He saw more. More. Brethren, he might not have seen that Lot seen, but he saw more. Why? Because he trusted God tonight. You trust God, you see if He won't open your eyes, my friend. Yes, He will. Abram, in the midst of his journey, brethren, the Bible said that he fell in a trance, and God began to speak to him and said, you're going to go into a strange land, my friend, and be there for 400 years. 400 years. Brethren, Abram wasn't alive when that happened, but thank God he saw it by that of the eye of faith tonight. Woo! Isn't it amazing what you can see, brethren, when you get rid of the carnal man? Yes, sir. You can see some things. Brethren, you go back, go on in Moses' life. He married that of a Midianite here, Zipporah. Had children. You can go and read about them. He kept his father-in-law's flock. I believe the scripture says for 40 years. 40 years he had kept these sheep, my friend, for his father-in-law. One day, thank God, he saw something that he had never seen. Woo! Didn't he? Bible says, my friend, that he saw a tree, bush, yes, sir, burning. That ain't what I altogether he saw. He saw that it was not consumed. Yes, sir. I wonder sometimes, I really do, I wonder sometimes what we have seen on our journeys, my friend. Moses saw some things. Yes, he did. When the Lord took him down there, he delivered the children of Israel. Brethren, in the scripture says, while they was in the wilderness over there, my friend, that God called him up on the mountain. Did he not give him the commandments? The Ten Commandments? And brethren, the second trip, he added to them tonight. He come down with two tables of stone. He most certainly did. Seeing more. I pulled out my driveway tonight. And I got out on the highway there and I just looked out across the tops of things. And I saw something I had never seen in my life. I've lived here most of my life. I've been on that highway most of my life. What I saw tonight has always been there. Always. I know what it was when I seen it, Crafton, but it's the first time I ever saw it, my friend. Woo! Preacher, that ain't nothing. God said you can see more. Woo! If you'll look through me tonight. Hallelujah! Seeing more. Isn't it amazing how God can take just some little something, my friend, and show you more? Hadn't you ever read in that word? And read. And then one day you read, and there it is. Why couldn't I see that? They wasn't no reason I couldn't see what I saw tonight. But I first time seeing, first time looking. I probably looked right over it. Well, I know I did. Standing right out, brethren, in the wide open. That's the way the word is a lot of times, is it not? Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you're a child of God, you will not make it tonight without the word of God. It takes it. It doesn't matter whether you're a preacher, whether you're a deacon, or whether you're a lay member. The word of God, brethren, will bring life unto you. Doesn't matter what your age is either. No, it don't. I think a lot of times, well, I know a lot of times, people in this world, you know the number one thing that the devil does to most folks? He keeps them occupied. And the more they stay occupied, the more that thing right there stays occupied. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you something else. It affects not just this. It affects this. We don't hear a lot of times when we ought to be hearing because we're busy. We're busy. Preacher, it ain't that what you hear with this ear. No, it ain't. It's what you hear with that inner ear. Yes, sir. That's what gets your attention. Do you know that? That bush was burning. It's burning, Daniel, but it was not being consumed. Got his attention, didn't it? Went over there, found out his own holy ground. Didn't he? Saw some things, folks. Yes, he did. God took him on the mountain there and he gave him the Ten Commandments. They come off the mountain and Joshua heard the noise and they said, "Whoa, they've got victory." Listen to me. Because of what Moses had seen on his journey, brethren, he said, "That's not victory. You ought to see something. Thank God on your journey tonight. You don't need to be in the first grade all your life tonight. You need to graduate." Yes, sir. You need to, you know what I learned with working with people? My friend, we wanted people to get their full potential. We wanted them to grow. We wanted them to grow. We wanted them to do better. Yes, sir. That, my friend, was our main objective. But a lot of folks, my friend, just don't want to grow. Can't see. Can't see. Huh? What's the old saying? I ain't getting into it. Seeing more. Seeing more. It's wonderful tonight when God opens your eyes. Moses told Joshua, he said, "That's not the song of victory." And then he began to talk to him. They got a little closer, and it angered Moses, did it not? It angered him. Do you know a lot of times you'd think that God would have got angry with Moses, but he didn't. He didn't. He called him back up on the mountain, didn't he? Wanted to commune with him. Huh? A little bit more. 40 more days. Glory! Hallelujah! I'm glad God ain't turned me away tonight. Ain't you? I'm glad he's had compassion on me. I'm glad he's had mercy on me. I am. I'm glad he's spent some time with me. It works. It works. It really does. It works. It takes time. To grow, it takes time. Had one of them great grandsons come up to me, and he looked up and he said, "Papa, hold me." He's about that tall. I said, "Son, I don't think I can hold you." Just jumping up. I said, "You just wait a few years." I said, "You'll be tall as I am." He couldn't believe it. Truth of it is, it'll be real quick. In his case, it'll be real quick. It'll come real soon. I don't know altogether, and I really don't. I've said this before, my friend. I believe Joshua saw some things on his journey simply because he hung around Moses. You can believe what you want to, but I'll promise you, you hang around the right people, you're going to see something. Huh? Yes, you are. You're going to see something. Yes, you are. Brother J.O., we talk about J.O. a good bit. I can't help it, brethren. He is a big help in my life. And were so many more. So many more. Lord's put me in a good place. He most certainly has. He's helped old Randy on his journey. I'm going to tell you something else. He's helped me see things. Yes, sir. You say, "Preacher, we can't see things like they did." Why can't you? Seeing more. seeing more. Moses didn't know what he was going to see. He didn't know what he was going to come across. But brother, God opened his eyes, showed him some things. I believe that Moses, that second trip, he got so hungry to see the Lord. Then he asked him, he said, show me. What? Show me. Show me thy face. That what he asked for? I'll tell you what he told Miriam and Aaron. He said he had talked to this one and he had talked to that. And they said, not with his servant Moses. He says, to him I've spoke face to face. That's what he said. Brethren, I want you to know that second trip, when Moses come off that second time, my friend, he had been with the Lord. He had saw something, brethren, that changed his countenance. The Spirit of God will absolutely change you tonight. It will. It'll show you things. Can I go on, get finished with Moses, and I'll go on? Lord, help me. Abraham. Abraham saw those things. God told him those things years, hundreds of years before they ever come to pass. He said, until the fourth generation. You study it. You can read it as good as I can. Joseph was the fourth generation. Yes, sir. Go on. Go on. God will show you some things. He'll show you more. Yes, he will. He ain't even no respect a person. Have you ever prayed that the Lord show you something? Showed it, didn't he? Proved it, didn't he? Moses asked him, let me see thy face. He said, can't let you. That what he told him, can't let you. He said, but there's a place over here in a cleft of the rock. And he said, I'll put my hand over you. My hinder part shall pass by. He saw it. Amen. Yes, he did. Glory. Listen. That ain't all Moses saw. Moses did not get to go into the land of Canaan. He didn't get to go. Can I tell you something? God didn't hold it from him. Brought him up on the mountain. I don't believe there's anything wrong with him. Bible said he's 120 year old. His face wasn't abated, nor was his eye dim. Tells me he's probably a healthy man. 120 year old. Do you know what happened to him? He died. Yes, he did. God took him. Yes, sir. Buried him. Did he not? Buried him. But he didn't do it, boys, before he showed him the land of Canaan. Woo! Seeing more. Seeing more. You want to see more? You know, a lot of times, I believe the Scripture teaches us, David was a man after God's own heart. And David wrote about a lot of things that he saw. A lot of things, how the Lord delivered him. David said, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Is that not what he said? Did you know it was in David's heart to build God a house? It was in his heart. He could see Tammy, he could see more. He could see more. He could see beyond. And the Bible says that he got everything ready. God led him. God led him. He got everything ready. And he set Solomon down, Steve, and he charged him. Did he not? And told him how to build the house of God. Not only that, he told him where all the goods was to build it with. He saw more. More. Hallelujah. Sometimes, brethren, it just takes obedience. Do you know that? That's what it takes out of me and you, is obedience. What did he tell Saul? What did Samuel tell him? He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. It is better to obey than the sacrifice, that of the ram. Yes, sir. Saul was looking at the wrong thing. I'm going to tell you something about Saul. Saul didn't see more. No, he didn't. He didn't see more. When Moses was born, his mother saw more. I'm going to tell you something else. Pharaoh's daughter saw more. Had she not, she'd have had him killed. That was the commandment. Do away with him. He's a proper child. But she didn't kill him. Huh? She told his mother, said, you raise him, I'll pay you wages. And said, you bring him back to me. Huh? She called him his son, her son. Called his name Moses because she said, I drew him out of the water. Brethren, there's a lot more to this thing than just what meets the eye. Do you know why a lot of folks don't see very much? It's because they cannot get out of the carnal mind. The carnal mind is enmity. Yes, it is. And every one of us sitting here has got one. It's enmity. The Scripture says it's not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. You say, preacher, I just don't understand that. We don't have just the carnal mind. Huh? We got another mind. I'm just going to be playing with you. You might think I've lost my marbles. You've got another mind. You've got another eyes. You've got other ears. And you've got another heart. Yes, you do. If you're a child of God, brethren, you've got some inner problem if you can't see things clearly. Not looking through a glass darkly tonight. Thank God we've got clear vision. Crafton said hindsight is, you'll hear it said 20/20. That means perfect vision. Glory. I can't help it. I want you to know God wants us to see more. See more. David saw. It was in his heart. He saw, my friend, the Lord just being moved from here to yonder. You say, preacher, not so. He was in that tabernacle. That's where they said the presence of God was. Go and read it. You go and Look at the mountain when it come down. The cloud, Bible said that it come down, it filled the temple where Moses was. Did it not? Every man in his tent's door saw it tonight. There's some things, my friend, if people could get their perfect vision, if they could get their right mind, if they could get their right mindset, brethren, they'd see more. They'd absolutely see more. You get beyond what these eyes can see. Do you know a lot of times we think we have to see signs and wonders to know that God is real. I don't have to see that. I've learned. Who was it? Probably Crafton. Said something tonight about the simplest things. Just the simple people. People wouldn't even named. Didn't even call their name. He said, of whom this world is not worthy. Wasn't worthy. What do you mean, preacher? Because they had faith and they lived by God's standards. And I'm going to tell you something. God opened their eyes and their heart. Yes, sir. I think about it quite often. People talk about having a heart problem. There's a lot of folks got a heart problem. And I ain't talking about that more than this pumping. No, sir. But I'm talking about that heart. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Can't we see tonight? Have we got blinders on? Can't we see, my friend? Do you know what the Scripture plainly says? It says, without a vision, the people perish. Do you know that still works today? We need to see clearly. We need to see clearly. Delivered a car not too long ago over here at Talking Rock. Got off the road and rode over in there. I grant you, I rode a mile over and up and two or three hills and tops. And they wasn't no houses. It was just woods with a paved driveway. up and down, over. And I got over there and here sits three houses. One in the middle was the biggest. And then the two on the side. And you get up on the top there, and then there's a big old building, huge building down there. And I went in there. We done the paperwork and what have you, and that man, he looked at me and he said, you've been here before. I said, I've been here two or three times. He said, have I ever showed you what I can see? That was the very words he said. Have I ever showed you what I can see? We walked around the little poster out of the kitchen right into his main living area, and it was pretty good size. Windows all the way across. He looked out through yonder and he said, you see that? And I said, well, I don't know what you're looking at. I said, that's a pretty good looking view. He opened them doors and he looked over and he see them old smokestacks down yonder plant bowing. He said, it is 52 mile way a crow flies. That's just exactly what he said. 52 miles from here to there, and you could see them with the naked eye. Beautiful. Scenery. Scenic. Do you know why he liked living there? Because of what he could see. Do you know why I like living here? Listen. Because of what I can see. Glory. Folks, I'm not blind tonight. I don't think you are either. Do you know what? Some of my favorite scripture is the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. Where the Lord called John, the angel called him, said, John, come up hither. Come up hither. Get up here. And I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Is that not what he said? I believe he saw it. I believe he saw it. You say, preacher, he talks about foundations and all. Yeah. He saw the church, folks. That's exactly what he saw. Brother Crumley preached a message years ago, and I never will forget it. He says, getting high enough to see the church. That's exactly getting high enough to see the church. It's a lot of church members that ain't never seen the church. Ain't never got out of the carnal mind. Preacher, you ought not say that. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. Isn't it wonderful what the Lord will show you? You go to the book of Revelation and you read it from Lid, first chapter to the 22nd chapter, the last verse. And you tell me how much John saw. Huh? How much he saw. I'm going to say, before he left here. Moses, the Lord showed him Canaan land. I believe he showed him the sights. The Bible says that the Lord buried him there. And I've always said this, the next time you see Moses, he's still on the mountain. Listen, folks. I don't know about you, but when I leave here, I'm going up. I'm going up. Huh? Yes, sir. I'm going up to live on high. I'm going to where my name is. Ain't you? Glory! Inspiration sang that song, says, I've never seen heaven, but my name's already there. Huh? That's a beautiful song. Beautiful song. Seeing more. Seeing more. Them wise men, when they found that babe in the manger over there, I want you to know something. They saw more than just a babe. They did. They did. Herod was looking for a babe. But didn't find him, did he? Didn't find him. But they is looking for a star, and they saw more. Preacher, what do you mean they saw more? They saw the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, sir. They saw the way for mankind to be put right with God. That's a message. Seeing more. seeing more.